所以我们知道说希伯来女子是不蒙脸的。
We know that Hebrew women do not cover their face.
但有一件事，她们新婚的时候，
but when they are newlyweds,
她们一定是有帕子。
They have to have a veil.
所以那个美丽是在帕子里面的美丽。
And that beauty is the beauty within the veil.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
我们是从无花果，从无花果之家一直到无花果之家。
So we go from the house of faith to the house of faith.
基督徒跟随主的故事是里面的故事。
The story is a story of an internal story.
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember.
众隐藏者都爱。
All the hidden ones love you.
所以让我们记得，每一个苏拉米都是隐藏者。
All Sulamites are hidden.
为什么？
Why?
因为这条路是从这个伯大尼一直到伯大尼。
This roadway is from the Bethany to Bethany.
这就是第一章。
This is chapter 1.
所以一开始讲了用他用口与我亲嘴。
When it began by saying, kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
约翰福音第一章的故事。
This is the story of John chapter 1.
到了十二章，十一章十二章的时候。
When you reach chapters 11 and 12.
当你读到马大、玛利亚、拉撒路的故事。
When you read the story of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary.
所以当你读到雅各的时候，你就看见王正坐席的时候，我的拿扎香膏就发出香味来。
So when the king sits at the table, my spikenard brings forth the fragrance.
你要记得弟兄姊妹。
Remember, brothers.
在四福音里说是极贵重的拿扎香膏。
It is the very expensive spikenard.
这是我们的奉献。
That is our consecration.
我们的奉献都是最昂贵的。
Our consecration is the most expensive.
你是把最好的给主，你不是把剩下的。
You give the best to the Lord, not just.
你把最好的给你的儿女。
You give the best to your children.
你把剩下的才给你的主。
You give the leftovers to.
你如果真是苏拉米女的话。
If you are true Shulamite.
弟兄姊妹，那是极贵重的拿达香膏。
The most expensive spikenard.
那个拿达香膏从印度来的。
That spikenard comes from India.
从喜马拉雅山来的。
It comes from the Himalaya.
你要3000公尺到5000公尺，那个时候你才能够有那个拿达树。
So you can only have that spikenard tree between 3,000 to 5,000 feet. So every time when we read the story of the consecration, that should be our story.
但是弟兄姊妹，每一次你打碎你的玉瓶，
but every time you break the alabaster flask,
你把香膏倒在主身上，
when you pour the spikenard on the Lord,
他们当初用这个拿达香膏的时候，
when they use the spikenard,
他们一滴一滴用，
they did it drop by drop.
他们需要工作一年才能够买这个香膏。
They had to work for a whole year to get a flask.
所以弟兄姊妹， 你就看见了现在玛利亚，
so now we see Mary.
她在当王正坐席的时候，
when the king is at his table,
我的拿达香膏发出香来了。所以你知道玛利亚在一个属灵的高度，
so now Mary has a spiritual level.
她被带到3000公尺5000公尺，
she's been brought to 3,000, 5,000 feet. What she breathes is a heavenly air.
这个时候，他愿意把他一起拿走。
And at this time, she's willing to break her alabaster flask. That is our consecration.
所以弟兄姊妹，难怪我们主告诉我们，
no wonder our Lord tells us,
归传到那里，要告诉人家是一件美事。
When the gospel is preached there, it is a beautiful thing.
那一天的香气充满了整个的屋子。
That fragrance, it fills up the entire room.
但是我们的主要这个香气充满整个的世界。
But our Lord wants the fragrance to fill the entire world.
你归传多少？ 传到哪里，奉献就要传到哪里。
Wherever the gospel is preached, that is where consecration is preached.
弟兄姊妹，这是整本的约翰福音。
This is the whole book of John.
你看见，这也是雅各书。
It is also Song of Songs 1.
从伯大尼到伯大尼。
From Bethany to Bethany.
水王带我进入内室。
So the king brings me into the chamber.
主也告诉我们说，
the Lord also tells us,
你祷告的时候要到你的内室。
When we pray, go into your inner room.
我们主长大的时候，
when our Lord was growing,
现在根据考古的发现，
according to archaeology,
就是一个大房间。
He lived in a big room.
那只有个大房间， 那你要藏你的宝贝在什么地方呢？
When, if you're in a big room, where are you going to hide your treasure?
他在地底下就挖一个洞。
On the ground, he dug a hole.
所有的宝贝都藏在那。
All the treasures are hidden there.
那个就是你的内屋。
That is your inner room.
弟兄姊妹， 我问你， 你的宝贝放在哪里？
Where are your treasures?
保罗说， 宝贝放在瓦器里。
而 Paul said that the treasure hidden in the vessel.
所以弟兄姊妹, 圣灵今天住在哪里?
Where does the Holy Spirit abide?
当然住在我们的里面。
He lives in our spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们只要进到我们内屋,
as long as we enter into our
inner room, 我们就可以祷告, 我们在暗中,
we can pray
在暗中的父,
to our Heavenly Father.
No, Heavenly Father in the dark.
To the Father in the dark.
所以我们就很清楚知道说这个就是内心的生活。And
then we know that this is an inner life.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
所以因为这个缘故,
for this reason,
你看见吗? 整个门徒们的生活的开始, 就好像当时这个神供养以利亚的同样的一件事。
The beginning of the life of the disciples is just like how Elijah was taken care of by the brothers.
你看神怎么把以利亚藏在基督里。
How he was hidden in the kingdom book.
所以在约旦河外的伯大尼，主就遇见他们。
And then the Lord met them at Bethany beyond the Jordan.
所以从此以后，这就是整本的约翰。
From then on, that is the Gospel of John.
从此以后，很清楚的。 雅各书第一章很清楚的就应验在整本的约翰。So
very clearly, Psalms of Psalms chapter 1 was fulfilled in the Gospel of John.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，你把约翰福音再默想一下。I'd
like you to be able to meditate on John.
你再回到雅各第一章。
When you go back to Psalms of Psalms chapter 1,
你看见很清楚的。You
will see very clearly.
这里很明显给我们看有些预言已经很奇妙的预言。We
see the fulfillment of, wonderfully fulfillment of many prophecies.
你看见从一些剩下的百姓。
For those remnants,
他们在那里祷告,
they are praying.
你看见神果然听他们的祷告,
and God answered the prayer.
他们终于等到我们的主,
they were able to meet the Lord.
他们也起来跟随他,
and they followed him.
这是约翰第一章,
that is John chapter 1.
然后最后呢, 你看见我们的主就遇见了拉撒路, 遇见了亚玛利亚, 还遇见了马大。
And finally our Lord met Lazarus, Mary and Martha.
那个故事我们就很清楚了。
We are very clear about that
story. 只有约翰福音是非常清楚这样讲。
Only John explains it clearly.
这什么意思? 这就是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
I mean Bethany to Bethany.
在伯大尼他们是一次一见。Bethany
when they first met the Lord.
是被主唤醒的。They
were awakened by the Lord.
在伯大尼他们与我们主说再见。
And at Bethany they said goodbye to our Lord.
所以这个就是门徒的道路。
That is the way of the disciples. That is our way as well.
所以你看见说所罗门和苏拉密那个故事,
the story of Solomon and the Shulamite.
还没有四福音以前,
before the fourth gospel.
还没有约翰福音以前,
before the gospel of John.
已经事先把它写在雅各第一章。
It has already been depicted in chapter 1 of Song of Songs.
虽然不是完全的故事,
even though it's not a complete
story. 完全的故事你一定要等到约翰福音。
You have to wait until John to complete the story.
感谢感谢。
But thank you.
起码那个胚，那个胚，就是那个开始，就好像孩子生下的那个胚胎一样，已经在雅各里面。Because
so we already know that the fetus is already in. Yeah,
就是那呀，已经在雅各里面。
We already know it's in Song of Songs.
那么一直到约翰福音，你看一下就慢慢就长大了。And
then it slowly grows in John.
就解释的更清楚。
And it's very more clear.
所以这个就是当我们读到这个预言的这个圣经的这个雅各的预言性的时候,
so when we read the prophetic side of the Song of Songs,
你看就很清楚的,
it's very clear.
这是在圣经里面给我们看见的,
it shows us in the Bible.
那么是第一章,
that's chapter 1.
到了第三章的时候,
when we read chapter 3,
你记不记得那里说那从旷野上来形状如烟柱以没药和乳浆并商人各样香本熏的是谁呢?
Do you remember when it says who is this coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumes of
然后讲了六十个勇士,
and it talks about the 60 valiant,
然后讲了所罗门的轿,
and it talks about the palanquin,
然后讲到所罗门是新郎,
and it talks about him being the bridegroom.
这都是旷野发生关系,
this all has to do with the wilderness.
你读马可, 马太跟路加,
when you read Mark, Matthew, and Luke,
讲到主的故事的时候,
when you hear the story of Jesus,
是从旷野里的声音开始,
you hear a voice in the wilderness.
你看见个施洗约翰就是那个先锋,
and John the Baptist is the front runner.
你在旷野里面你听见个声音,
you hear a voice,
但你听不见那个话,
but you can't hear the word.
只有主耶稣才是那个话,
Only the Lord is the Word.
你光有声音没有话是没有内容的。
If you have a voice but no word, there's no content.
所以感谢主，太初有道，道与神同在。
And the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
谁告诉我们的
？Who said that？
是约翰告诉我们的。
John told us.
但从马太、马可、路加。
But Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
你在旷野里面，你只听见个声音。
In the wilderness, you only hear a voice.
好多人来到。约翰那里施洗，
Many people were baptized by John the Baptist.
我们的主也到那里施洗。
Our Lord Jesus did as well.
我们的主是没有罪。
Our Lord had no sin.
所以约翰很犹豫，不要为主耶稣受洗。
Therefore, John the Baptist didn't want to baptize.
但主耶稣说，我们应当行诸般的义。
Fulfill all righteousness.
所以我们应当诸般尽诸般的义。
We need to fulfill all righteousness.
所以我们的主就站在我们的地位。
And therefore, the Lord stood in our place.
然后他从约旦河里上来。
And then he came out of the Jordan.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
等到我们的主从约旦河上来的时候
，When they came out of the Jordan,
你知道说他的名字叫耶稣。
We know his name is Jesus.
耶稣是希腊文。
Jesus is Greek.
如果你把它翻成希伯来文的话
，If you translate it into Hebrew,
就是约书亚。
It's Joshua.
希伯来文的约书亚就是希腊文的耶稣。
Joshua in Hebrew is Jesus in Greek.
为什么我们主要受洗
？Why did our Lord have to be baptized?
因为当他从约旦河上来的时候
，Because when he came out of the Jordan,
他就是告诉我们说
，He told us,
在1500年前
，1500 years ago,
是约书亚带领百姓从约旦河上来。
It was Joshua who brought forth the people of Israel.
现在有一位比约书亚更大。
Now you have one who is greater than Joshua.
他的名字叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
他也就是耶稣呀。
And he is Joshua.
他就是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见他就从约旦河就上来了。
So he came up from the Jordan.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
所以现在有人要为他做见证。
Somebody is to testify.
谁为他做见证呢
？Who is that?
这是约翰。
That is John.
一面他是神的羔羊。
On one hand, he is the Lamb of God.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
他将来要为我们施洗。
One day he will baptize.
到了五旬节。
On Pentecost,
他果然为我们施浸。
He did baptize us.
怎么为我们施浸呢
？How did he do that?
圣灵像活水的江河。
The Holy Spirit like rivers of boiling water.
从天上就开始了。
Came from the heaven.
然后呢，最后我们这些在地上呢就被浸成工作一个身体。
And we on this earth were baptized into one body.
明白吗？为什么主耶稣可以为我们施浸呢
？Why did Jesus baptize us?
当我们主受浸的时候。
When he was baptized.
当我们主浸到水里面去。
When he entered the water.
那个水是黑门山上面的水。
This water was the water of Mount Hermon.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？在黑门山的水流到加油的时候，这些人就受浸了。
When the Mount Hermon water flowed all the way to the lower stream, then they were baptized.
所以现在你看见这个旷野是黑门山连在一起的。
So you see that the wilderness that they with Mount Hermon together.
第三章讲到他从旷野出来起来。
Chapter 3 says it comes from the wilderness.
最后他们就来到了黑门山。
And they came to Mount Hermon.
那么就是因为受浸的缘故。
And because of baptism.
就是因为旷野的故事。
The story of the wilderness.
那么使徒约翰不光说他。他是要为我们施浸的。
John the Baptist said not only was he to baptize us.
他说他就是新郎。
But he also said he is the bridegroom.
新妇的就是新郎。
The one who has the bride is the bridegroom.
所以我们怎么明白主耶稣就是新郎呢
？How do we know he's the bridegroom?
是借着受浸这件事。
It is through baptism.
所以很清楚就是。
Very clear, brother.
你看见吗？很明显的讲到从旷野上来的故事。
Very clearly, it talks about coming out of the wilderness.
你就看见说，施洗约翰原来是六十个。勇士里面一个。
We know that John the Baptist is one of the 60 valiant
men. 他是新郎的朋友。
He is the friend of the bridegroom.
他一听见新郎的声音，他就喜乐了。
When he heard the bridegroom's voice, he rejoiced.
愿他兴盛，愿我衰微。
May he increase, may I decrease.
所以感谢主就是。
Thank the Lord.
你看见在我们的主的一生里
，In our Lord's entire life,
第一个关键时期就是他的道成肉身。
The Word became flesh.
他第二个 crisis,
the second crisis,
在约旦河受洗。
Was his baptism at the Jordan?
他从水里上来的时候
，When he came out of the Jordan,
天就开了。
The heavens opened.
天从来没有开过。
The heavens had never opened before.
圣经告诉我们在原文是天被撕开。
The original language says that the heavens were rent.
然后你看见天跟地就连接了。
And then heaven and earth were connected.
怎么连接的
？How were they connected?
是圣灵降下来连接的。
It was the Holy Spirit who descended.
像鸽子一样降在他身上。
Descended like a dove.
天跟地连接了。
Heaven and earth were connected.
在地好像在天一样。
On earth as if in heaven.
你不是在旷野吗
？Weren't you in the wilderness? there? But you're in Mount Hermon. How are you connected to Mount Hermon?